Hey friends, I'm really sorry I can't be there with you tonight. My family and I are pretty sick. It'll pass quickly, but not doing great. A lot of things I'd like to share with you all. Fellowship, truth, but not some high fever. So trust you understand. It's a little bit ironic because tonight we're talking about the church. Our lesson tonight is going to be a little bit of a review and a summary. Really, we're just coming back to that, for those of you who heard it, 4-week series on the church that I preached during Robert's sabbatical. It's not wedged into this week as an extra, but I planned all along to come back to this because I think it's so important, not that you just hear me talk about it, but you have a chance to talk about it too. I'm convinced that the church is one of the most important and overlooked features of our faith today. The picture that I have in my mind so often is of each one of us, like as an individual stick. And yesterday, we talked a lot about, Robert talked about greater things as we celebrated 25 years and looked to the future. We talked about having white hot faith. Well, if each one of us is a stick, some of those sticks are on fire with the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, a few of them perhaps. But when they're on their own, they tend to burn out pretty quickly. But when you pile them all up together, the heat builds and spreads, and they tend to all catch fire and stay that way. I'm really convinced that if we are going to see the Lord do greater things, one of the deep truths that we've got to lean into is the importance of the church. Now, congratulations, because you're here tonight, like me, so you're investing already in being with the people of God. You're doing it. But this is something that is really hard for us to do because it runs counter to our culture and the way that it's formed us. So kind of getting to the review, I'm going to do it quickly and briefly. You've got the notes to go through. But what we've said in the past is that we've recognized that a lot of people are asking whether or not church is worth it. Many of us find that it seems like it's not. It's hard. It's messy. It's disappointing. And sometimes it's hard to know what we're getting from it. But I think that our believing that it's not worth it is rooted largely in a misunderstanding of what it's for. Our culture has trained us to approach church as consumers. And so it just becomes a place where we can come and get spiritual tools, advice, coaching to help us in our personal, private lives with Jesus. That all sounds well and good in a way, but it's just not what Scripture teaches us that the church is. And so once again, I want to present 4 biblical pictures of the nature of the church and what it's inviting us into. Each picture has a challenge attached to it and an invitation. And so, again, I'm going to go through it kind of quickly, but you can come back to it in the notes. I'm going to be wondering, which one of these pictures stands out to you the most, why that is, and what you notice being in the way, why it's so hard to live into what the church really is. So what is the church? And I'll say too, I'm not going to do it here for time's sake, but I would encourage you to read the passages that are listed on your sheets, the Ephesians 2 and the 1 Corinthians 12 passage. They do such a beautiful summary of all that we're talking about here pretty quickly. So the church is, what is it? Well, church isn't a store. The church is the temple of the living God. Jesus is the cornerstone. We are living stones built up around him. It is the place where heaven and earth get so close together that they overlap, where they touch. It's the place, in short, where God can be found in the world. And again, we're not talking about the building. We're talking about our fellowship, our coming together. As Jesus said, where 2 or 3 of you are gathered, I will be in your midst. The truth that we are, that the church is the temple of the living God, challenges us to holiness. Temple, it's got to be holy. But it invites us into God's presence. So it calls us to be set apart, which is a gift, not just a hard thing. And it invites us to live in the very presence of our living God. It's a beautiful thing. So where do we find him? With each other, as crazy as that seems. The church is the temple of God. The church is also the family of God. God is Father, Jesus' brother, sometimes presented as groom. We are brothers and sisters, adopted children, and the bride. This Our identity as God's family calls us into relationships that go beyond affinity, more than just hanging together as long as we like each other and get along. It challenges us to commitment, the kind of commitment that you find in family that goes deeper than preference and ease, the kind of commitment that causes people to stick together when things aren't easy, but it invites us into belonging, into finding our place in the world, and the kind of relationships and support that only comes through committed relationships. It's the family of God built around Jesus. The church is also a new nation under King Jesus. In this picture, Jesus is king, and we are citizens, but living in a foreign country. We're like the diaspora Jews. We're a people, but we're living scattered among other nations. But our allegiance is still to King Jesus, and we're still trying to live in his ways. So this is an invitation, a call into submission, to recognizing that Jesus is king. We're not in charge. Our whole lives are meant to be submitted to him, and our unity comes from being submitted to him. The way that we're able to stick together is when we set our own preferences and wills and projects aside in favor of his. That's the only way we can do it. So it's a call to submission, but it's also an invitation into authority. The way that you get authority is by coming under authority. When we submit to Jesus, his life and power flows through us, and it gives us the ability to move through the world as agents of God's kingdom, blessing and making his will done wherever we go. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's what we're made for. We're a new nation under King Jesus. And finally, the church is the body of Christ. Jesus is the head, and we are the many parts. This challenges us, this picture of the body challenges us to interdependence, that we're not meant to be isolated and trying to do everything ourselves. None of us have all the gifts that we need. None of us can be the church on our own, but it's also an invitation into purpose. Like a heart, as important and special as it is, it can't really be itself until it's attached to the other parts of the body. So it is with us. No matter what your gifts are, they're made most whole, most complete, in connection with the other parts that are sitting around the table and around the room with you tonight. We're the body of Christ. So, again, the invitation tonight is to think through these different biblical pictures of the church, what it really is, to think about the gap between who the church is and how we live and how we function as the church, how we're organized as the church, and to ask the question, as it is listed in your questions, what would it look like, what would it take for us to look more like who we really are, this temple, this family, this nation, this body? What would we need to do? What would we need to set aside? And how might Jesus be inviting us to step into that even today, even this week? I hope and pray that this won't just be a theoretical exercise, but that as you meet and talk at your tables, you'll actually be able to think about and come to some specific plans, at least some of you, for ways, maybe not big things, but to be able to step more into our true identity as the church. Again, we've already seen that God's at work in mighty ways. We've been celebrating it all weekend long. But there's, again, greater things ahead, and they are profoundly tied to our living into who we really are, the church, not a bunch of isolated individuals, not a bunch of sticks whose fire will go out on their own. God bless you. Enjoy the conversation at the tables, and I hope to see you soon.